I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
The scripture reading this morning is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 through 14. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. May the God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Tim, thank you very much for that reading. Today, I want to talk to you about a word. That word is faithful. What does faithful mean to you? There's all kinds of faithful, like faithful to a wife or a husband, or faithful to a friend, or faithful to an oath, like the oath of allegiance that many of us have taken. But today, the faithful I want to talk to you about is faithful to God and to Christ. Now, fear is an enemy to faithfulness. Fear is a great immobilizer. It has frozen many people in their tracks and kept them from accomplishing all that they were created to do in God's kingdom. Some examples. Fear froze the armies of Israel when they stood before Goliath. Fear caused the disciples to wake Jesus from sleep during a storm. And fear caused Peter even to deny Jesus. And fear has been the cause of many Christians' failure to be and do all that God commanded them to be. Our text today gives us insight into how we as Christians can overcome that fear. Specifically, the fear that keeps us from being effective servants in God's kingdom. This text tells us how to be steadfast and faithful. I look at the man who wrote Timothy, Paul. When he wrote Timothy, he was sitting in a cell in Rome. And he was condemned to die. But what is almost unbelievable is that even with that, he was preoccupied with one thing. And that one thing alone was to forward the movement of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, 1 Samuel 16 tells us, God does not see things as man sees them. Whereas man looks at the external appearance, God looks at the heart. God sees us not based on what we can do, but based on what He can do through us. If you've ever felt inadequate to the task of working for the Lord, or if the fear of failure has gripped you, if you've ever felt that the passion of the fire which once characterized your Christian life and your service to God, thinking that it has burned low and is in danger of going out, then Timothy is the book for you. All of us need words of reassurance. All of us need someone who loves us and who will encourage us. Think back. When was the last time that you thanked God for another brother or sister here in the church? For what that person has put into your life? When was the last time you told another brother or sister that you're grateful for them? And that they help make your life better. When you know somebody loves you enough to tell you that they remembered you in prayer, taking you before heaven's throne, it's reassuring and it's encouraging. It builds you up. You know, Jesus wept out of compassion for those He loved and anyone who took up His cross and was following Him. That can drive you to tears, even today. It's encouraging to realize that others understand what we're going through and can empathize with us. So when was the last time you showed empathy to one of your fellow Christians? When did you try to understand what they're going through? The old song says, "Upon life's billows, you are tempest-tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it'll surprise you what the Lord has done." That's true. Unfortunately, we as people have a tremendous difficulty in remembering. We forget that we are not where we are simply because of our own efforts. We forget what others have done for us. And worse, we forget what God has done for us. Now, I know many of you have gone through many trials and tribulations. I have too. And yet I tend to forget sometimes that it was the Lord's help that guided the surgeon's knife when they did 5 bypasses on me. And that I'm here today not just because of that surgeon or his team, but because of God's help. God still had things for me to do. It's up to me to recognize that I have a job to do for God and to put the talents that He has given me into practice. Each one of you must do the same thing. You know, Make no mistake about it, I'm not perfect. But I know that God will hold me accountable. When I decided about the minister thing, I thought long and hard about it. Because in the Bible it tells us, if you as a teacher or a leader lead someone astray, it's going to be worse on you. Believe me, I believe what it says in the Bible. So, what are some things that we can do to help us be faithful servants? We're going to be strong in our walk. It's your walk with God and your walk with the family of God, the church. We tend to grow cold at quiet times and let God fall by the wayside. Or when we cease to have fellowship with other Christians. Our fellowship with God keeps us connected. It keeps us connected to the source of the fire that should be burning within us. And God has given us other Christians to fan that flame. So when you come to church, you're in a body of believers. That should bolster your faith. That should make it worth your while. Just that alone. Another is to be spiritual in your worship. Worship should be something that's personal and intimate. Something that means something to us. Unfortunately, we're human. And we tend to do things by rote. We come to church on Sunday morning. We sing some songs. We listen to some prayers. We have communion. And then church is over. Done for a week. I've chalked that up. That's what I gave to God. Now the rest is for me. That's wrong. We need to remember God every day. And we need to remember that when we are here worshiping God with other believers, that Jesus is here in our midst. He told us that. Jeremiah tells us we need to study the Word. Now, why would he say that? Well, in Jeremiah 29:20, verse 9, but his Word was in my heart like a burning fire. So if you study the Word, it will burn inside you. It will make you want to use the gifts that God has given you to further his work. You know, some of us are here today, and we can look back and we remember times in our lives when everything was different, when we had a deep longing and a passionate fire within us to share God and to accomplish something in His kingdom. But what happened? Life happened. And it didn't happen all at once. It was like a slow process. Over the course of years, other things seemed to creep in and steal the passion that we once had. Maybe it was a bad experience for you. The experience you had at church. Or perhaps something happened between you and another Christian. Do you know what? I suspect in most cases it was nothing really dramatic, but it's just rather over the years passion for service simply begin to burn low. God wants each of us to rekindle that flame, to fan those embers back into an active flame. He hasn't changed His plans for us. He still wants to use us. But you know what? He will not force you to be used. You have to want it. And you have to take the initiative. You must fan that flame yourself. Of all the things that are important for us to remember, things we need reminding of especially, and that's the fact that we are not alone. God is with us. And Jesus tells us that without Him, we can do nothing. So instead of giving in to fear, which is inconsistent with the very nature of the Spirit of God, we are told that we are possessed of a spirit, one of power, love, and sound judgment. Some examples of things that we can do. We can be encouragers. Encourage people. Don't tear them down. Build them up. We can be mindful of the past. Too often, we kind of forget where we came from, and we forget who helped us be where we are. Or worse, we think we did it on our own. And we didn't. We did it with God's help. And we did it with our family's help. And we did it with our fellow brother and sisters in Christ. We didn't do it alone. And any person who thinks that they did it on their own is wrong. The Bible even goes so far as to say foolish. So, one of the things that we can do to overcome our fear is to be active, active in the present. You know, Christ told us, faith without action is not really faith. You may be here today, and God has given you clear indications, instructions of what He wants you to do. He's shown you what it is He wants you to do. He sent Christ to prove to us how. He wants to accomplish things through you. Through you, He wants to accomplish them. But you've got to help. You've got to step forward and fan that flame. Another thing we can do is to be reliant on the Spirit. It's if we put our trust in God, we're not calculating our success on what we as an individual can do, but rather on what we know God can do through us if we yield to His Spirit and trust in Him. So I'm here to tell you, if you sometimes feel defeated and are succumbing to the empty threats of fear, trust in God. Trust the Spirit of God that you have within you. He has given you one of salvation, not of fear. It's not one of timidity or apprehension. You've been given the Spirit of the living God. He's in you. He is for you, and He will give you confidence and victory and triumph. God wants to do great things through us. He wants to lead us to places we could never go on our own. He wants to do things through us that we may consider impossible. God has given us the Spirit to enable us, to equip us and empower us for the success in His church. Trusting in our own strength only leads to failure. And exercising your faith will lead you to victory. Trust in God and remember that God wants and needs you now. So let's, from this point forward, let's remember what God has done for us. And let's remember what our other brothers and sisters in Christ have done for us. And let's look to the good things and work to make God's kingdom reach out to souls that are lost. That's what we are here to do. Remember, as I told you, God needs us now. Your church needs you now. Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we are weak. You have shown us the way. Sometimes we've allowed other things to come in between us. We ask that you reach down and help us rekindle the flame to realize the importance of our belief in you, and help us to make this church grow and to bring the Spirit of God to everyone, just like you ask us to do in the Great Commission. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.